And we turn now to our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Morning, Judy. Good to see you.
Good morning, Tom.
So you have been to see Newsies at the Hippodrome Theater. It's there until Sunday. On Monday, we talked about Little Mermaid. So here we have Newsies, another Disney movie. So all these Disney movies get made into stage shows. Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin. Is Newsies any different from these other ones?
It actually is quite different, Tom. Newsies is based on a movie that came out in 1992, and unlike the ones, other ones you've just mentioned, Newsies was a live-action film, and also, unlike those movies, it was not wildly successful. And then there's the subject matter. It's about an 1899 newsboy strike in New York, so it's far from a fairy tale. And it's kind of an oddity, especially for Disney, a movie musical about a labor strike. It's kind of part Annie, part Les Mis, part Oliver. I did watch the movie, and I liked it. The stage show, however, which has a script by Harvey Fierstein, improves on the movie. Jack, who's the newsboy, who's the strike organizer, and gets a really strong performance by an actor named Dan DeLuca, is now an artist as well as a newsboy, and that figures into the plot. And the reporter who covers the strike is now a girl reporter named played by an actress named Stephanie Stiles, and she, not surprisingly, becomes Jack's love interest. But she also turns out to have unexpected parentage that figures in.
Mm-hmm. So now, of course, I would imagine another difference is when it's things like The Little Mermaid or Lion King, everybody knows that music, right? Newsies much less familiar. I mean, as you said, the movie, you know, came out, but it was kind of a flop. How's the music for the show?
Well, it did have one fairly recognizable song, King of New York. I don't know if you remember that. And that song and the other songs from the movie are in the stage show, but there are also half a dozen new songs. They're all by Alan Menken and Jack Feldman, who also wrote the songs for the movie. They won a Tony in 2012 for their Broadway score. These are really catchy, propulsive songs that stay with you in a good way. King of New York is an excellent example. It's sung after Catherine writes a front-page story about the newsboy, and they experience a small taste of fame.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at your house in this country. Glory to me, I'm the king of New York.
All right, that's King of New York from the touring production of Newsies. And a newsboy strike, of course, doesn't seem really like material for a musical. I mean, do these newsboys, you know, sell newspapers and dance? What do they do?
Oh, boy, do they ever dance. The music is memorable and rousing, but what really distinguishes this production is Christopher Gattelli's Tony Award-winning choreography. It's gymnastic. These newsboys do cartwheels and aerial somersaults. They practically fly, Tom. They really dance up a storm, or maybe I should say they dance up a strike. King of New York, which you just heard, is partly a tap number. The Newsies tap dance on tabletops, and they play spoons. It's just sheer exuberance. My favorite dance number, however, is called Seize the Day. It's one of several songs that capture the feel of a Union rallying cry. And the Newsies come out moving defiantly. They have their fist raised. It's very muscular choreography. They even dance on torn newspapers.
So that's Seize the Day, performed in this recording by the national touring cast of Newsies. So the Hippodrome is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. Is Newsies a good way to show it off?
Oh, this is absolutely the kind of show the Hippodrome should be bringing in. It's a large, spirited, fresh, recently minted Broadway musical. I know Jeff Calhoun, the director, told you that it is basically unchanged from Broadway. It is a big show with a big cast and solid performances, especially Dan DeLuca, the tough, street-smart newsboy leader. He has just that kind of wail in his voice for a character who's yearning for more. It has a really big set by a designer named Tobin Ost. It has these three large moving towers that look kind of like fire escapes, but they also become the boys' lodging house and a juvenile detention facility and a vaudeville house and the office of the newspaper where the newsboys work, Joseph Pulitzer's The World. This show, Newsies, works on so many levels. It truly appeals to all ages, and Tom, it certainly appeals to me, a former newspaper reporter and union member. My only regret is that it's not there longer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we have a winner. Newsies is at the Hippodrome Theater until Sunday. Come to our website, WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. We'll give you all the details. Judy Russick, always good to see you. We'll see you next time.